Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's message is God disciplines us in love. You see, there's no better Father than the Creator God. He has formed us and He knows us. He provides for us, loves us unconditionally, and He longs for a real life-giving relationship with us. He runs out to meet us in our sin, clothes us with new identity, and restores us through the abundant life He has always planned for us. As we spend time looking at the Father's heart of God, may a fresh revelation of His love for you guide you to a greater depth of relationship with your Heavenly Father by Him. For the Lord disciplines the one He loves and chastises every son. Our world despises discipline. We view correction as an attempt to keep us from doing what we really want rather than an act of love to guide us toward a more abundant life. If we are ever going to live this incredible life God wants to give us, we need renewal and discipline. We must allow God to correct and shape us as the potter molds the clay so that we can live a life to which we have been called. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 to 14 says, "It is for the discipline you must endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline in which all participated, you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have earthly fathers who discipline us and respect them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they discipline us for a short time as it seems to be best to them, but the discipline is for our good, that we may share His holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields its peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet so that What is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed.
Kenny, do with that. I don't want to rock it down.
Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which one will receive the Lord. God, so God longs to establish the foundation of discipline in your relationship with him because he loves you. It is our pride and lack of revelation that keeps us from allowing God to correct us. If we truly knew the abundant life available to us on the other side of discipline, we would run into the forming hands of our God rather than hiding from them. If we had revelation on the incredible plan God longs to equip us, well, we would learn from the loving correction of our Father rather than withholding the broken place in our hearts from him. Your Heavenly Father has greater plans than you could ever ask or imagine. Excuse me. In store. If you allow him to mold and shape you through discipline, he longs to correct every area of your heart that isn't bearing the fruit of the Spirit or producing abundant life. He longs to provide discipline for your sins so that you can live in the freedom of righteousness. So open your heart to his love and discipline today. Allow him to mold and fashion you in the likeness of Jesus. Spend time allowing his love to wash you clean and free from your bonds of sin. May you have a powerful encounter with the loving discipline of your Heavenly Father as you enter guided prayer. Meditate on God's desire to encourage you. Allow Scripture to fill you with the truth about the life God intends for you. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24, whoever spurs a rod hates his son, he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 and 6, have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son does not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be worried when we reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. Proverbs 13:1, a wise son hears the father's instruction. But a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. Where do you need to be disciplined today? What part of your life does not line up with God's plan for you? Or does God need to prune you so that you might bear some fruit of the Spirit? In Psalm 94, verse 12-13, blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, which you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble, until a pit is dug for the wicked. So spend time allowing God to love and correct you. Ask him to prune and teach you. Ask him to guide you into a life of greater confession, repentance, forgiveness, and healing. Sometimes the best instruments of correction are fellow believers. Ask the Lord if there's anyone who needs to confess your sin to. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you might be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it's working. Ask for wisdom from the men and women in your life who you experience freedom and abundance in the area in which you have need. May you experience entire abundant life available to you through the loving discipline of your Heavenly Father and the fellow believers he has placed in your midst. I highly suggest you read Hebrews chapter 12. It'll bring your devotional more into life. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I highly suggest that you would ask him into your life tonight. And you can do this by repeating this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Ooh, we got some callers tonight. If you're out there and you said this prayer, we would like you to call in area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord tonight. Well, let's take some callers. One on one. Okay, another one. One on one. Alrighty. Well, I guess no more serious callers. Let's try another one.
Hello and good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you doing? I heard you coughing earlier. Is your COPD acting up tonight?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. Well, I sure hope you feel better soon, and I'm thankful that you did a show this evening. I see that we have a Doug joining us in the chat room, and glad that he has appeared this evening. I heard he's been riding around in his wheelchair, and people have been rude to him because he's a midget, and I just wish people would be a little bit nicer to him, and, you know. But, you know, I wanted to just read something here briefly since Doug is here. Doug is an alcoholic baby. He has a daughter named Katie. Let me tell you, she's quite a lady. She married a foreigner from the country of Haiti. He quickly emptied her bank account and turned out to be shady. Doug's daughter is now dating a fat woman named Sadie. Doug watches through a hole and jerks it until it hurts, and he is chafing. This has been a Douglas Sidney Kosoff update. Thank you and good evening.
Well, thank you, Mike. God bless you.
God bless.
All righty. Okay, we got another caller from 111.
Hi, this is Pants Shitter.
Hello, Pants Shitter. How you doing?
I'm good. I noticed that our good friend Doug decided to show up in chat today, so I was wondering if you'd like to come on and have another good conversation.
Well, maybe he will.
And I really like that last caller, Mike Hunt. He does a mean poem.
Oh, yeah, he always does that when Gigi does.
But, I'm informed that Doug is a midget. I would hope that he would come on and clarify. So...
Well, maybe
anyhow,
he will.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing okay. My COPD was acting up a little bit.
I noticed that. And kind of had some dead air there for a little bit. Did something happen? Did your dog knock over something and then it just knock you offline or something? Or
no, I don't know what it was. Everything was going through according to... My end of block talk that everything was going through, so I'm sorry for the dead air.
Oh, not a problem. I was just curious to see if there's just technical issues.
It's through block talk if there is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard block talk can be quite the pain at times.
can be.
What have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Nothing much. Today is Tony's birthday. He's not feeling very well. He's laying down. Okay, so he's not feeling good on his birthday.
Well, wish him a happy birthday for me and tell him to get well soon.
Thank you. I will do so.
Not a problem. But, yeah, did you manage to get out of the house or do anything? Maybe go for a walk or anything?
I went to a rummage sale today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you get anything interesting? Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It was at the church. We went to the church today to check out the rummage sale that they were having. And it really wasn't all that great. But it was at least I was out of the house today.
Right. Yeah, that's always good. So I didn't know you went to church. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I go to church.
Is it like a small church or is it like a bigger church?
It's a small church.
Oh, cool. Well, do you have any other callers?
Yes, I happen to have one.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Oh, well.
Well.
Yeah, we have some new callers. They haven't pressed the 1 key yet. Okay?
Oh.
510 and 602, if you want to come on, just press the 1 key and you come on live.
Looks like my bitch is going to still be my bitch and not. He's not going to pick up the phone. Go figure. That's right, bitch. Stay off my phone. Stay off my phone line. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Let's see. Yeah. Well, let's get into tonight's prophetic word. The Father says today, what with my words in your mouth? When you speak my word, you are speaking the truth. You live things that come out of your mouth are not descriptive of what is happening in your life. My word is still the truth. In fact, the reality of my word will war against the lie in your life that is contrary to my promise. Eternal forces resident in my word are released over your life when you speak and declare my promise like a farmer casting seed over a fruitful field. So speak those things that are not manifested as yet, and what I say and do what I do. Do what I would do if I were in your position, because I am.
Oh, God.
By the Spirit, I live on the inside of you. Do not allow yourself to focus on the outward contradiction, but on the inward reality of my promise. Allow the verities of my promise to move you to actions of faith. You have a path to nothing but downturn and disappointment.
Oh, God.
You are born of incredible seed that transforms your life into the image as in heaven, so on earth.
Oh, yeah.
And this goes out to those who need it. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, am I still on the line?
Oh, we got another caller.
One more.
Okay.
Hmm.
call into the night show, you can do so by calling 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key.
Would you get up and pull that light?
Alrighty. Well, anyway, no new callers. Excuse me, guy. Well, anyway, I guess we're going to have a fast show tonight. I'm going to say God bless everybody. That's Crossover. If you want to call in tonight, that'd be great. Run in the show. The show
yeah, bitch, stay off my phone. Yeah, Doug, stay off my phone line, you bitch.
And
you won't call. You won't call. I doubt that Doug's going to call, and he's too much of a bitch.
Okay, Ashley.
A thunderstorm.
Well, we got another caller. 111. Oh.
That gentleman. He sounded like he had
looks
gas.
Looks like I just called in. Let me bring him on.
Oh, my bitch called. Yay.
Hello, Doug.
Hey, pussy boy. Hello?
How you doing,
Hello?
Doug?
You're too drunk to talk. Too drunk
hey,
to talk. Who's this? Who am I talking to? You're talking to Pastor Ken.
Well, I know that.
Douchebag.
And your name's Douchebag, so I'm talking to Pastor Ken.
No, my name
Ken
is Hebowitz. Remember,
douchebag.
You spoke last time. I was
okay.
Hebowitz.
Blah, 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 blah. We're going to do this again. Mr.
Yeah,
Douchebag.
Bitch, because you're a bitch.
Okay.
Come on, talk shit. You came on here just to talk shit. I know that.
Oh, you want me to talk shit? That means you're like a...
No, I didn't
like...
just say that. Are you three sheets to the wind again? Come on, talk shit.
What are you talking, Mr. Gung-ho?
I'm talking shit, that's for sure.
Okay, talk some shit to me, Mr. Gung-ho.
I just did, retard. I just did.
You're one sheet in the wind, Gung-ho. Boy.
Boy. Okay.
Boy.
Come on. Give me some more bants. Your bants are weak. Come on. Let's hear it. Mr. Internet Tough Guy, you were acting all big and bad last time. So let's
Internet
go, you drunk midget.
Wow. I'm gonna keep that one. Internet tough guy.
Yeah, internet tough
Remember?
Guy, that's right.
Last night you said I called you Leibowitz or something, right?
It wasn't last
okay.
night, you idiot.
So, all right, whatever, Mom.
Can you not keep track of the days?
Internet tough guy. That's fucking classic. That's going to come
yeah,
back to
no
bite
shit.
You. Ow! Ow!
Dude, you are
come
so
back
drunk.
And bite you. internet.
You're so drunk. So how many bottles have you gone through today? How many dead souls do you have laying around now?
Thank you, Jesus. This is so great. Thank you. Good night.
Bless run away, bitch. That's right. Run away. You're my bitch. Run away.
Okay, guys.
Did he run away?
Goodbye.
Oh, he didn't run away. Oh, that's good. You know, I'm waiting for him to say something, but he has nothing to say. He's too drunk.
A something. So you were waiting
you
for
just
me
said
to
something.
Say
okay.
Something. So I said something.
Say something intelligent. How about that?
Something intelligent. How about that?
He's so drunk. He is so drunk. Can we get other callers in here to kind of figure out how drunk this guy is? Because I think we need more people.
Well, listening, you can talk. You haven't been turned off.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hello, can you hear me? Yes. Yes, Doug, is Doug there? Well, I don't hear anything, but I'm calling back in with another update from Doug's probation officer. Turns out, he's in the rears for his alimony payments. They're past due. Child support, he never pays. He's missed all of his AA meetings. He's still drinking like a fish. His last urine test was positive for midget pee. Apparently, he's drinking other midgets' urine. He's been groping people at the playground, including elderly men. He's been reported for doing cock push-ups on other midgets in wheelchairs around the Brookville area. Doug, how do you respond? I think your probation officer is going to put you back in, buddy. You got to straighten out. Do you have anything to say?
Yes, getting out of the rehab soon.
Good. How do you respond that you had midget cum in your urine? How in the hell did that happen? Are you frolicking around in the behind the bar again? All right. Well, you got to clean up the urinalysis. Your probation officer won't be happy about that. Quit spending your money on beer and pay the child support, and I think you'll be all right, man. You're down to what, two cases a day? That's a hell of a lot better than what you used to do. You need Ken to say some more prayers, okay? Get to those AA meetings. We want you back for these shows, buddy. We want you calling in. We want you to get well. What else is going on? What else you been up to? You been hanging out in the barn and petting the pony, if you catch my drift? Petting the pony like you used to tell us? You're not still doing that, too, are you? Or you're riding the pony? Who knows what's going on over there? All right. I won't hassle you too much. I want you to get well, pal. We want you to get well. And we want Ken to get well.
A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K. Homeboy.
Now, that was a very coherent threat. I'm shaking in my boots.
A to the motherfucking K.
Really? Wow. Now if you can just learn your ABCs.
Timber rattlers everywhere, left and right. We're shooting them with our six shooters. Hell to the yeah. Hell to the no. You figure it out. Bitch.
Mike, I got a question.
Go for it.
How many beers do you think this guy is in? Like, or how much of the bottle do you think he's killed so far?
At least 345,000.
Hey, asshole, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Mike. Shut the fuck
over
up.
Over the last 45 years, motherfucker. You little
hey,
crazy
hey,
bitch.
Retard. I'm
do you
not
know
talking
where
to you.
A razor is? Because you might want to shave your fucking tone down. Crazy little
hey.
Boy.
Retard.
He is totally incoherent. This is not
that
just beer. That's hard liquor, too.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm actually getting worried. I think we might have to put Frittata in the station wagon and send him over to drive him to the hospital.
You ain't worried about nothing because you know what I'm like and I know what you're like. So,
you don't know shit.
Oh, my goodness. I think he's got two brain cells left, and he just cooked up one of them. So he's about one brain cell left from, you know, being a pile of shit that actually is going to step in and flush down the toilet, which is probably where he belongs for abusing those animals, you son of a bitch. You need
Jeez,
to sober up.
You like
sound
this?
Disgusting.
Are you like a,
you
like
have been
a
drinking
septic
vodka.
Tank cleaner guy?
You've been taking
so you're
Xanax pills.
Thinking about this septic tank shit?
You're angry because the condoms don't fit your little midget dick when you're trying to screw the guy next door.
You're angry.
You're a total mess.
The condoms ain't big enough, and I keep breaking them and having so many kids. I have to, like, I'm thinking about suicide.
Good.
You sit
Do
there
it.
In front of the fan. You think you're riding your motorcycle, but you're on your lawn tractor. You're so incoherently drunk.
I was having run of That's great. Sitting in front of the fan on my motorcycle.
You drove your fucking lawn tractor into the side of the house. You fell out in a pile of dog shit. You woke up the next morning when the dog pissed on you and humped your leg. That's pretty much what happens every day over on your ranch there.
Oh, come on.
I enjoyed that.
Jeez. I wish. I wish it was that exciting.
When you kick your little feet in your wheelchair, your feet don't even touch the floor in that wheelchair, does it?
No.
How high do you have to jump to get up in your wheelchair?
He needs to pole vault up into that thing.
Well, I'll tell you, I had to get special toothbrushes to be able to brush my teeth.
Dude, this guy's three sheets to the wind. Holy shit. I didn't even make
it.
Oh,
my
like
God.
That. Hey, you like that joke?
It wasn't a joke. It's just retardation.
Oh, my God. Doug, man, you are a mess. You really need some help. You got to get to an AA meeting, man. Call back in sober next week so we can actually have a talk.
That would be great. Have, like, an actual discussion.
What, you want me to pay you money to help me out? So you're not, like,
I never asked for shit from you. I just wanted to have a civil discussion with you to see if you can actually do it.
I can tell you've been drinking
hard liquor. I'm pretty sure we're doing it right now, my friend. What the fuck?
When you used to drink just the Bud
Light
seltzer.
You're a hardcore bitch, man. You're a hardcore troll bitch. Yeah,
you're my bitch.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
you're my
what
bitch.
I'm saying. Yeah, you really got my head there yesterday and today. Yeah. I'm not your bitch, but you are fucking excellent troll, I'll tell you. So you're probably
like a
fad or some shit. See, to me, it's just funny. I don't care.
Oh, okay, yeah. And that's why you were saying last time, like, oh, yeah, you're really good at making me feel bad.
You
are.
Okay.
Listen, guys.
Yeah. Okay. I have to hang up. Now I know people are just fucking with me. You're just fucking with me now, man.
Oh, we wouldn't fuck with you. We wouldn't do that to you. We're on your side, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, whose side are you on? What do you mean, my side? I didn't know I had a side.
How come when you order pizza, you ordered the pepperoni, you were mad when it was sliced?
I don't
you wanted the whole
pizza.
Pepperoni.
I don't like pizza. Pizza like gives me heartburn and shit like that.
No,
man.
But you like that pepperoni, don't you? You know, when you put it, you know where.
What, you mean up the backside? Because you guys are fun about that, huh?
Yeah, you have that meat hole on your wheelchair.
That bullshit. No, I'm not a, I don't roll that way, sorry.
Well, your wheelchair rolls that way. You have a meat puppet on your fucking wheelchair, and you bounce up and down on it, I thought. And I bet that's your...
My wheelchair can only roll one way because of the flat earth, you see. Because I'm a flat earth guy, so it can only roll to the right because the earth's flat, so.
All right, wow. Well, maybe we can get Pastor Veal to say some prayers for you, too.
No, I think you are Pastor Veal.
Oh, my God.
I think you're,
everybody's
Pastor
Veal to this guy.
I think your internet friend's bitch. I think you're his bitch. That's the new thing. Doug is a bitch. That's what everybody should type. If you think
right
Doug
now,
is a bitch, type a one
like,
in the chat room.
That one guy, bitch. Okay, I'm your bitches.
That's right. It's good. Good. You're coming to terms with it. Good. Acceptance is a good part of that.
No, you are an asshole, buddy.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
You just figured it out. Good job, buddy. Took you a minute.
Just figured it out, buddy.
What else you got?
All righty, guys.
Whoa.
My phone's getting ready to go out. So I'm going to say God bless everybody. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank all my callers in the chat room, Mike Hunt, Ashley, Hunky Smooth, Paint Chair, Tommy Monahan, Turn McGilliguddy.
Have fun, Mike Hunt.
Johnny Longfeller, DC2, Mad Mark, Juan from Alabama, okay? And everybody in Discord.
Good
God bless y'all. Have a blessed night.
Hey, remember. And remember, Doug is my bitch.
Don't forget about Al Blasted. And Jimmy needs it all. And Al Blasted.
Hey, bitch, shut up. He's closing the show off.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, God bless you all. Have a blessed night.
Sober up, Doug. Good night.
Good night.
Fuck off, bitch.